Chapter 8. Summary of David's Wars. After this, David attacked the Philistines and conquered them, wresting from the Philistines. He also defeated Moab, and then measured them with a line, making them lie down on the ground. He told off two lengths of line for execution, and a full length to be spared. Thus the Moabites became tributary to David. Next, David defeated Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah, when he went to re-establish his dominion at the Euphrates River. David captured from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 foot soldiers, and he hamstrung all the chariot horses, preserving only enough for 100 chariots. When the Arameans of Damascus came to the aid of Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David slew 22,000 of them. David then placed garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Arameans became subjects, tributary to David. The Lord brought David victory in all his undertakings. David also took away the golden shields used by Hadadezer's servants and brought them to Jerusalem. These Shishak, king of Egypt, took away when he came to Jerusalem in the days of Rehoboam, son of Solomon. From Tebah and Berothai, towns of Hadadezer, King David removed a very large quantity of bronze. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the forces of Hadadezer, he sent his son, Hadoram, to King David to greet him and to congratulate him for his victory over Hadadezer in battle, because Toi had been in many battles with Hadadezer. Hadoram also brought with him articles of silver, gold, and bronze. These two King David consecrated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold he had taken from every nation he had conquered, from Edom and Moab, from the Ammonites, from the Philistines, from the Amalekites, and from the plunder of Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah. On his return, David became famous for having slain 18,000 Edomites in the Salt Valley, after which he placed garrisons in Edom. Thus all the Edomites became David's subjects, and the Lord brought David victory in all his undertakings. David's officials. David reigned over all Israel, judging and administering justice to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was in command of the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was chancellor. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Shawshah was scribe. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was in command of the Cherethites and Pelethites, and David's sons were priests.